Well, Mr. and Mrs. Ace are back home in their old bungalow. And Mr. Ace has recovered the money he recently lost. It was all a big surprise to Jane when they got off the train last night from their trip out west. As we look in on the living room of the bungalow the following evening, we find Jane still a trifle dazed, but recovering slowly as Mr. Ace tries to explain to her how it all happened. Listen.
And so when Neil found out that his suspicions were correct, he followed through and went after Marsh and that other guy and got them to return the money that they swindled me out of. When he wrote me about it, I thought it would be nice to make it a surprise for you when we got here. So I had him and Marge buy back this home and fix it up as you see it now. That's all there was to it. And that's the eighth time I've explained it. Now, don't tell me you still don't understand it.
All right.
Well, finally, you understand it now.
No, I don't, but I won't tell you if you don't want me to.
Isn't that awful? You still don't know what happened?
Well, sort of.
Well, haven't you been listening to me?
Oh, kind of haphazardly.
Half. Did you say half?
Mm-hmm.
How about the other half?
Well, with the other half, I still can't believe it.
Ouch. What?
I said it's behind me how all this happened and nobody told me about it.
But I've been trying to explain it to you. I thought it would be a pleasant surprise for you when we got home.
All the time on the train when I kept trying to tell you not to worry and that everything would come out all right, you'd find a job somewhere. All that time you knew we had the money back and our home and everything?
Yes.
But how could you know? I didn't know. Who told you?
Neil wrote me about it.
Well, I read Neil's letter, and I didn't say anything about him getting our money back and the house.
The letter you read was an extra letter that Neil sent to both of us.
What do you mean extra?
He sent two letters. One letter addressed to me, telling me exactly what...